Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zinni, and today we're with Sugar Hill's very own Didi Osama, rap's hottest young king out of Harlem. Coping with the recent loss of his brother, the young rapper would soon become one of the biggest drill rappers out of Harlem, becoming a star with songs like 40s and 9s, Throw, Letter to Naughty, and Without You. Talented, ambitious, and young, Didi Osama has the world on his shoulders, fulfilling dreams he never knew would come so soon.
What's going on, bro? Chilling?
Yeah.
Somebody.
Cooling? Chilling, yeah.
We on the block? We on 40?
Yeah.
Let's get it. Yeah. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy, Black Zinni. Today, we in Sugar Hill. We're on 40th, bro. Westmore 40th with the White Train. We're here with Didi Osama.
Cloud
people
Bang. Learning
about yourself.
Yeah, for me, it's my block right here, for me. And that's where I grew up. Running around on these streets. When I was younger and shit. Just running around and shit, feel me?
For you. So, what was it like growing up out here? I used to live on floor first, so I had a little bit of experience.
It's shit, feel me? It's shit active, I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't like, it was always active, but like, it was always like.
Man, shit changed.
Nah, like, it was always tough, active. For me, it was mad shit, mad different days, I ain't gonna lie.
I hear that. So what made you want to become an artist? Is that always the goal, or was there something else you wanted to do first?
I ain't gonna lie, I just saw myself on stage when I was young the whole time.
This your spot right here? This the convenience store? This is the spot you fucking with?
Yeah, for me, good store. Always came in with my son, Naughty.
I bet that. All right. We're here in the bodega, so as you know, it's part of the show. We give the artists some spending money. A little $20. Get whatever you want.
Appreciate you, my heart.
Do your thing.
For me, I ain't gonna lie. $20. You good.
Thanks, sir.
For me. Two sodas. Let me get, like, the whole pack of Mentos. Like, the whole pack. Like, for, like, $20.
Thank you, my guy. Thank you.
Already know, gang. Stay safe.
Now we outside the bodega. I wanted to know, bro. Tell me what it was like. You're being homeschooled now. What's that like?
Better. For me?
Mm-hmm.
Way better.
Less distractions?
Yeah.
What's your grades looking like?
My grades good.
I heard it.
That's
dope. So, like, when do you graduate homeschool? Like,
whenever I graduate, like, it's the same thing. The same thing as regular school.
I
mean?
That's tough. So yeah, back to Sugar Hill. I used to live up here. Like, not that many people knew about Sugar Hill before you just started, you know what I mean? It started to blow up. What does it feel like to globally represent Sugar Hill?
Shit, fire, I ain't gonna lie. For me, hometown. For me, it's where it all started. Where it all started.
What was it like doing the Nocta campaign for Drake?
The Nocta, that shit was fire, I ain't gonna lie. My fault, it's too much going on. It's too much going on, I ain't gonna lie.
You guys know what's up though, you fuck with it?
Yeah, that shit was fire, I ain't gonna lie, that shit, you feel me? Yeah.
So, every artist has like a dream venue to perform in. What's yours?
Biggest arena in the world, I don't know.
You got one that you fuck with though?
Yeah, I don't know arena names for real. I don't really be knowing the names for the arena.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
But like the biggest arena in the world.
Alright, the biggest one. I can fuck with that.
Real shit.
How does it feel to be doing all this at such a young age?
Shit crazy, I ain't gonna lie. Shit crazy.
Any plans for college?
College, not how anymore.
You just gonna get your GED going to type shit?
Yeah, I'm just gonna get my GED, that's it.
Did you play sports growing up?
Nah, cause like, I'm whack. Like, I played it, but like, I'm whack.
How you gonna be whack, bro? You're not even, how old are you?
16. I'm 16.
You can still practice.
Nah, yeah.
You can get nice.
Playing ball and shit, but.
Get quarter playing. I mean, shit. This really, you got time, so you never know. So tell me about your upcoming project, man. You got an album dropping?
Yeah, Here to Stay. Yeah, that shit gonna be, I ain't gonna lie, that shit gonna be moving.
Any tracks people should be looking out for?
Nah, I'm gonna just stay quiet for me. I'm gonna just let y'all see for me. Y'all gonna be surprised, I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all
gonna be surprised.
Got that, all right. So that's what, next Friday?
Huh?
Next Friday?
Nah, May 12th, yeah.
May 12th, oh shit.
Yeah.
You looking forward to Lyrical Lemonade?
Hell yeah.
They got Summerfest?
Yeah.
That's a little something. So if you had complete freedom for an entire day, tell me what your perfect day would be.
Wake up, call the guys, see where they at for me. Wake up, smoke up for me, all that. And then, for me, go to the stoop. Right? Once the stoop, get something to eat. And then,
probably smoke up again.
Yeah, we gonna, not the whole period we gonna be smoking. The whole period amount of time, gonna be smoking for me. And then, you get some food, and we just go to the crib whole time.
That's a calm ass day. 10 years from now, you'll be 26. Where do you see yourself at that age?
26. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know. Like, I see myself like, at 26 years old, I see myself like, already like, at top billboard for me. I see myself up there, I ain't gonna lie.
You got a shit ton of features. Any artists that you haven't collabed with that you want to?
Yeah, Lil Baby, for me. Third, for me. Couple of them boys, I ain't gonna lie, Rod Wave. I wanna work with Drake and Ice Spice all the time. She got, like me, I was supposed to get some.
Ain't happy yet?
Yeah. For me, it was supposed to get something, but
it wasn't the time.
I don't know.
That time coming. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, for me. That shit gonna come now.
Let's talk about Dead Ops. That was your breakout song.
Hell yeah. Me and my son, Naughty, went crazy.
What did that mean to you? What was that? Did you know that song was gonna do what it did?
Nah, yeah, I knew that shit was gonna go crazy. Like that song, I knew that song was gonna go crazy.
Shit took off, right?
Yeah, nah, shit really took off at like 40s and 9s. Me and my son D-Dot, we made 40s and 9s, and that's when I really like went. It was going crazy for real. For me, and then Dead Ops just started going crazy out of nowhere too. Like that shit started, for me, that shit started going crazy, I ain't gonna lie.
I fuck with it. So what's your plans for the future? Like coming up, besides the album that you're dropping? What's your like near future?
Another album, and then another album, and then another album.
Performances.
Yep.
You got Summerfest.
Yep.
Any New York shows?
A lot of shit going on. Yeah. I got a New York show coming up the day of my mixtape dropping. Downtown.
Alrighty. I'm pulling up. Definitely gotta hear that. Alright.
Yeah. Well, shit gonna be active. Alrighty. That's the same day my mixtape dropped.
That shit gonna be a movie.
I'm performing all my new songs on my mixtape.
Alright, make sure you get some in there. Alright, bro. Well, thank you for your time, man. You brought me back to my own hood, man. This is crazy. I can't believe he was really right here, bro. That's crazy. Alright, man. Stay up, bro. Good point. Good talking to you, man. Best of luck with the album. We're gonna chop it up soon, alright?
Alright, bye. Hey. You too, man.